I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Syria and South Korea established formal diplomatic relations late last week. This comes more than a month after sectarian violence broke out in Syria, challenging the transitional government's position on religious freedom. Joe Willey with Sat7 says in the MENA region, people's rights, especially Christians, are not always honored. But through Sat7's gospel-centered TV and digital programs, believers still have a chance to be discipled and meet other believers.
Many people, they are not really allowed to freely proclaim their faith. That does not mean they do not have faith.
Please pray Syria's government will institute religious freedom protections and pray that believers will be able to share God's love.
These people are not Christians because it is easy. They are Christians because it is true.
And 3 million Sudanese have been externally displaced since war broke out in 2023. Bishop Dr. Yasser Eric says geographic proximity doesn't negate cultural challenges. For example,
There is lots of discrimination going on in Egypt because of the color, because of the background.
Sudan's northwestern region of Darfur has historically been Muslim, but spiritual transformation is rippling through the wave of refugees.
Today, the church is flourishing among the Darfuri people in Chad, in Egypt, and even in southern Sudan.
The encouraging reality of a growing church among Darfuri diaspora is sobered by the unique challenges Muslim background believers face.
What we need as Muslim background believers, people to help us to find our identity in Christ.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.